ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 1-14-2022. And oh, I'll tell you, last night I read you out of Matthew 24. I'm going to read you Luke 21 because it's slightly different, you know. And we do have the, you know, the wars, rumors of wars. All these must come to pass, you know. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Oh, yeah. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and then to prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Now, you see, that ties in with the Robin Sage and the martial law and all of the stuff, you see. But in the midst of all of that, you've got what? In the midst of all of that, we've got something else going on, don't we? So I'm going to flip back and forth on this. Albert Pike wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871. He was the head of the Worldwide Freemasonry, and Mazzini was the head of European. He's talking about the various world wars, and he predicted in 71 what they were going to be. Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, and the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists. Nihilists are people who want to make it all nil. They want to tear it all down, but they got nothing to replace it. All right? And the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, not me, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive. Now here you go. The true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Now does that bring up a certain Moline, Illinois elementary school where they have the after-school Satan Club? Somebody in Moline, you know, somebody at John Deere over there, somebody at the Rock Island Arsenal, somebody from across the river in Iowa, why don't you go over there and punch somebody in the dadgum Lucy nose? Put a stop to that crap. Put a stop to it. Because it's ridiculous. Are we going to allow this to occur? Apparently a lot of people are. So they're talking about bringing the universal manifestation of pure Dr. Lucifer brought finally out of the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, Pike says, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, we've already had the nihilists and atheists pretty much sort of being out there, and they're still out there. I mean, I'm telling you, they're doing a carjack in a minute and doing this, that, and the other, the smash and grabs, all of this crap. Now, I will tell you one thing. I saw a little report on one attempted carjacking in Philadelphia. You know why it was attempted? And they said it on TV. Well, the driver, who was legally armed, fired at the attackers, and they broke off the attempt to steal that guy's car and to carjack it. Well, therein lies the answer, you see. Therein lies an answer. Never go anywhere without being well healed, even if it maybe ain't the right time to do so. You see what I'm saying? You just had better decide whether or not you want to protect yourself and your family against evil or whether or not you don't. Now, back to Luke 21 for a second. But before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you. You see, they want to lay your hands on the Christians and the veterans and the constitutionalists, the Bill of Rights people. They want to lay their hands on you because the evil Luciferian scumbags at the top of this government, at the top of the intelligence, at the top of the law enforcement, the judicial branch, at the top of the pentagram, they want to take you out. And I'm going to tell you, people say, well, the hospitals are doing this and that. I'm going to tell you what. Hospitals are being utilized by the New World Order, Luciferians, to be the agentur of death, not the healing places they once were. Now, I know that there are good doctors and good nurses, good technicians, etc. But I'm going to say this to you. When they get paid a $53,000, allegedly a $53,000 bonus payment for every COVID death on top of all the regular insurance, Medicare, Medicaid payments, then there ain't much in it to do anything that's going to save anybody, right? So don't expect to go there and to get what you used to get 25, 30 years ago. Loving, caring, wonderful people who want to do something. Now there's some there. But I'm going to tell you what, the administrations and the things are not there. They also now have Luciferian military doctors and people in there. They're not going to choose the good ones, you know. They're going to choose the ones that say, I don't care, you just put me in. The same thing with all the special ops. Don't tell me anything about it. You just tell me the door you want me to kick in. I'll kill them all. Let God sort it out. All right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's going to be very interesting. And ye shall be betrayed. Maybe in North Carolina, this is already getting ready to happen, all right? And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? In your patience possess ye your souls, okay? This thing is going to get wild weasel. It's already getting wild weasel. Now, what do we got going here? We got off the coast, apparently, of Sweden after Stoltenberg pops off to Putin, which is all right. I mean, I don't care for Putin all that much, and I'm not here to appease his butt either. But the same thing, you got to be smart. When you have a statement that says to Putin, well, we can get Ukraine in there and then Sweden can join real quick too. And then within the hour or whatever after that, apparently, Putin sends an amphibious ship with troops, helicopters, you know, weapons and everything off the coast of Sweden, and they've sabotaged, listen to this, they've sabotaged a power plant just west of Stockholm. Sabotaged a power plant west of Stockholm. What does that sound like? What have Hawk been talking about, the potential here, and how we tried to put the good guys in the U.S. military onto the Russians in the Great Lakes and in the Tennessee Valley Authority areas and the dams, and also talking about the 9 key power substations, that if those are taken out, you can take the entire grid down in the United States. One of those was done twice a few years ago with an AK-47, 7.62 with 39 rounds, knocking the transformer oil out onto the ground, and the whole thing went belly up in that area. The big power substation. They also had crawled in and turned off the alarm so nobody knew it, that there was anybody inside, and they were able to do that effectively and crawl through a tunnel. So you've also got a Kaliningrad, which used to be called Konigsberg, Kaliningrad. They've got the Russian, have got their bombers, fighter jets, and missiles. And on the fighters, the bombers, they've got hypersonic missiles. If you look at Kaliningrad on a globe or on a map, it's just not too far from any capital in Europe. I'm going to tell you, it's 1 to 2 minutes and pop, pop, it's done. They can take them out one by one, pop, 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 pop. They could also, at the same time, put one over the United States, or even, shoot, man, they could just have little Kimmy do it, you know, pop the two nukes out of his satellite up above, take out the power grid in the United States. I still think that that is one of the key things, and I'm showing you what's happening in Sweden. The Russians have already popped a power plant west of Stockholm. So are they playing a false flag? Oh, it's a false flag. No! They're playing for real. They're playing God's poker with Joe Biden, and he don't know if he had his pablum today or not yet, all right? He's still trying to figure out how to get more money from the oligarchs in Russia and Ukraine into his accounts through Hunter before all this goes to hell. At the same time, all this tough talk on Russia, isn't it interesting that Russia and Saudi Arabia already made a deal back a while ago, the Sand Treaty, or whatever they called it. And they control, along with Iran, the oil. And what's Biden doing? Biden shut up all the oil production, or a lot of it, in the United States. And also the Canadian pipeline, the Keystone, coming in. And then what's he doing in the midst of all of this crap? Biden is still begging for more oil from the Russians and Saudi Arabia. The Senate had an opportunity to try to sanction the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Biden opened up for the Russians. So you see, something doesn't add up here, does it? And then meanwhile, you got all these Robin Sagers. Now they're in the 24 counties or whatever in North Carolina. Well, let me tell you what. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the ones that are being the indigenous militia types or whatever they're calling them. I could look it up, but suffice to say the guys in the woods that the new graduates or the new prospective graduates of Green Beret of Special Forces are supposedly helping to fight, blah, 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 and it's all kind of nebulous now. It used to be more clear. But maybe they're Russian Spetsnaz who speak perfect English. You know, they were hunting up there by Johnson City, Tennessee, and in the North Carolina in that area, and then also out west further by the Asheville and up in that area and Gatlinburg and Newport. And, you know, I know where the stuff's at. Swanoa, Black Mountain, all that. They were looking for the Russians up there. And we put them on to them because I know they're there. Here's the thing that's interesting. Here's the thing that's interesting, and if you've listened a long time, and you've heard me say this, but this was the truth. The Joker Tut Obama hired Russian Spetsnaz, hired a battalion or a couple battalions of them back in the day in his administration. They even used them in drills to recapture the Denver airport or to recapture the Cheyenne Mountain from in the drill scenario, quote unquote. U.S. veteran Christian patriots who had taken over the Cheyenne Mountain. You see the domestic insurgency bullcrap. And taken over the Denver airport, and Obama was using to assist the United States, Russian Spetsnaz to go kill the U.S. veterans and Christians and patriots who allegedly in the drill scenario took over Cheyenne Mountain or took over the Denver airport. And back during the time of all that planning, there were some of the MMB came to a meeting. And they didn't like what was going down at that meeting. They took off in their helicopters to go back somewhere east. And one of their helicopters got taken out up and crashed, if you remember. There's so much stuff to know and everything. And over that area, in the mountains in Colorado, they've been overspraying for the last few, 4 or 5, 6 days or a week. Overspraying the people, and people are getting the COVID from the overspray. But now let's go back to the Joker Tut Obama and the Spetsnaz. Now here's how stupid all this is. Obama allegedly gave 1,500 brand new U.S. military radios with all of the NATO and U.S. codes to them, okay? I'm going to repeat that. Joker Tut Obama, during his administration, gave to the Russians, Spetsnaz, 1,500 brand new U.S. military top-of-the-line radio hardware, plus all the NATO and U.S. codes for the radio. So all of these guys right now in the U.S. military who are doing their multiplex stuff, all that stuff, the multiplex stuff right now, the Russians are reading all of it. When the Russians have the ability to knock out the Donald S. Cook, USS Donald Cook, with one Sukhoi or MiG flight over in the Black Sea, when they then subsequently knock out other Arleigh-Burke-class destroyers, they take them down to the emergency power only in the exit lights, knock out their comms. I've told you all over the years, we've tracked the cluster of all of the things that have been hit with the electromagnetic pulse weapons and stuff that the Russians have that can take out our aircraft. South Korea has grounded the F-35s for the most part. Why? Well, did you see a couple of them go in the drink in the Mediterranean? The Russians can take it out. Now, I haven't looked today too much, but there was stuff ongoing with electromagnetic stuff that was coming up from the Horn of Africa. going on up into the Med, and then also coming from off the coast of India, going up into Kazakhstan. I think that might have been the U.S. trying to fool with the Russians, okay? But there's also been a lot of stuff come out of the Russian base in the Arctic, and there's been stuff that's coming out of Alaska going towards Kamchatka and Russia. But when the Russians turn their stuff on again, it's going to be massive. And here's the other factor. Lucifer wants total chaos on the planet, and in the midst of all of that, the good old Lucifer and his New World Order fallen angel Lucys and their minions at the top slots want to kill 7 billion plus people on this planet. Population planet Earth no more than 500 million. That's on the Georgia Guidestones. So consequently, the New World Order, who also runs the top slots in the United States, also wants to kill, allegedly, 7 billion or more, so Lucifer can attempt to steal your souls. That's why Lord Jesus in Luke 21, he says, not a hair on your head is going to perish. You know why? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. If you give your soul up and you're not fighting against the evil and all of that, and you just give it all up, well, then Lucy's going to take you like gangbusters, all right? But I'm going to tell you what. You get you a Louisville Slugger. You get you a garbage can lid. You get you a machete. You get you a sickle or whatever it is you got, a butcher knife. You got a hunting knife. You got a .22 rifle. You got a 12-gauge pump shotgun. You got a .22 caliber wheel gun. You got a .357, a .38 special. Whatever it is, you got a Glock 19 or a Glock 21 or whatever you got. A Sig Sauer, whatever you got. You better get ready for it. You got rifle. You got shotguns. You got maybe an old deer rifle with a good scope on it. And I'm going to tell you what. While you're sitting there having your can of chunky soup on the fire, you know, in your little cabin up there on the old horse ranch, you know, you might just look out there with your old gun. And, of course, if you got real good eyes, like some Indians I know do, you just look out there with the old 45-70 buff gun and you drop them down at the end of the road and you let the wolves take them. Why, you go back to eating your soup and some good whole wheat homemade bread or a little bit of rice. But I'll tell you, the threat is internal and external. And the Christian veterans and patriots are not the threat. The threat is, let's just read what the threat is. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now, that Declaration of Independence, I bought that at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello. And then here's the other portion of this, you see. I can read the Declaration of Independence because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Second Amendment, though, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, not a tyrannical state that forces you to jab yourself with an experimental vaccine, or who has U.S. troops in South Korea locked down because they were given a new experimental army vaccine and they're having food brought to their rooms in the barracks and not maintaining their equipment or their weapons for a week or so in the midst of the threat of war from Russia and Red China and North Korea? Well, that's some stupid crap there, Pink Jockstrap Millie. That's some stupid crap there, Alien Hybrid Austin. And your boss, the Lucifer. No soldier, Amendment 3, shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, the persons and things to be seized. Ladies and gentlemen, get out your Declaration of Independence, your Constitution. I want you to read them to your children tonight. Read them, you know, read the Declaration of Independence. At least a portion in the first part. But here you go. You got, at the same time, you've got all of this attention to take out the Christians, to take out anybody who has voted for Trump, anybody who has gone to a school board meeting to complain about communism and all of this critical race theory crap and crud. Dr. King had the right idea. Dr. King, Martin Luther King. You judge people by their character, not by the color of their skin. Now, we also talk about Cuba and Venezuela and all these hairspray idiots on television. They don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. The news people don't have a clue. Well, do you think really that they might put missiles into Cuba? They've been there for years. They open up the Lourdes SIGINT facility in Havana in Cuba a number of years ago. The Russians did, and they sailed their missile cruisers in there and have been in Havana Harbor for some time. The subs are there as well. The subs are all up and down. You know, these idiots even at Fox. They're right off the coast of New York, New Jersey. Hell, I saw a video back, when was that? Maybe 16 years ago, maybe 2005 or whatever, 2003, or excuse me, 6. And it was a Russian submarine sitting on surface right along a jetty. Probably either in Delaware, Maryland, or New Jersey, because you could look up and you could see the Ferris wheel and the boardwalk of the whatever town it was. You could see all the things, and you could hear the music playing in the background. Heck, they probably surfaced to go up and get some a pizza and saltwater taffy or something. Ridiculous. So in Cuba, the Russians are already there. They're running SIGINT out of the old Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, signal intelligence station, which was the Soviet and the Cuban station. It's been opened back up and been doing its thing for quite a number of years now here. In Venezuela, you had old Chavez, he bought tons and tons and tons back, I think it was, what would have been, 2005 maybe, of Russian MiGs, Hind helicopters and all that stuff, the good ones. He bought all kind of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of brand new AKs. He bought missiles, anti-tank missiles, ship missiles, anti-ship missiles. He bought all kind of stuff. RPGs. And then he also was getting, back in those days, he was getting out of Iran, he was getting material for nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, the Russians already have missiles. The Iranians have missiles in Venezuela. There are Russian ships there. There are Chinese in and all up and down in all these countries in Africa, all the countries in South America, and then Chinese subs off the coast as well of the United States. The Russians came down the St. Lawrence Seaway and brought stuff into the Great Lakes. And when we figured it out, I put it out on the air and gave some specifics. And lo and behold, when you see a P-8 Pegasus come from the Gulf Coast or from the coast of East Coast of Florida and flies up and is now going over, you know, back a week or so ago or 2 weeks over Johnson City, Tennessee, and the nexus with North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia there, or you see them up in the Great Lakes flying over, you know, down the St. Lawrence Seaway and the different Great Lakes, Ontario, from there all the way up to Superior. This thing is ongoing. Now, just to give you an idea, we've talked about how the Russians utilize the ham radio bands, and they also the U.S. Special Message Service, the message service, which is not monitored, etc. And the Russians have been using that to send their coded messages. They also have their washing machine. It still pops up in various places. A-ronk, a-rink. That's basically a sound of it. Their multiplexes are popping up, all the different stuff. And they're also been using the 2-meter band, ham band, in Great Britain and in the, you know, Scotland and in the UK, using the 2-meter band up there. They're getting ready to take them out. So they're getting ready to play total guts poker. At what point in time do you take out the Eagle, take out the power grid in the United States, and hit some key bases? With the less than, I mean, even with the old cruise missiles, they pop a cruise missile out of a Russian sub off the coast of Delaware or Virginia or somewhere. It'd be less than 4 minutes to come in to hit D.C. Well, that ain't time to do diddly squat. Because why? There's no real effective anti-missile system anywhere in the United States. Why? Because we never built it. The Russians have the S-300, 400, S-500. And when you say like, and they got the 550, they also got a 600 as well. But when you're talking about an S-500, basically that can track, I think it's probably close to 10,000 targets and watch them. And then it can control out surrounding that one side of an S-500 or 400. Basically, that's the number of miles out that they're able to control to hit any target within a minute or two with their system. Pop, 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 and there it goes, baby. Now, the U.S. has got some stuff to throw at them, but I don't know if there's any will to fight at the top when the top is so in bed with the communists, so in bed with the Red Chinese and the Russians, with the communists and with the Luciferians. And when in the midst of all this war stuff, they're running Robin Sage right after the insurrection of January 6th, which basically was done and planned and fomented and enhanced and run clandestinely with a lot of people by the federal FBIs and CIAs and the NSAs and the EIEIOs, okay? So in the midst of that, we're going to go to war with Russia, but at the same time, we're begging Russia and Saudi, who is on their side basically, begging them for more oil. While the Canadian oil now goes to the Red Chinese, goes west, doesn't come into the U.S. And while they've already been doing sabo inside the United States, over the years, we brought the clusters to you a jillion times. So I'm going to tell you, we also know what? We also know that Obama did an executive order that created a structure for military governors for martial law. And basically, here's where I wrote it up. I wrote it up in a Hawk Talon that Steve Quayle put on his news alerts in 2010, January 12, 2010. One must read this one closely, but when it dawns on you that 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the president and assistant of regional military governors over all states. Not just the states they might be from, you might just experience a chill up your spine. Note that then all states in essence have been taken over at least on paper by the president and will be administered militarily. Read carefully section 2 on functions of this executive order and you will see clearly how much inclusive these functions can be, especially Item E, which has the language sufficiently broad and loose that a tank battalion can be driven through it. All right. And then I'm not going to read the rest of it. I'll read it. Americans had better understand that this executive order, along with all of those previously signed and with Presidential Decision Directive 51 and others, will be used to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and to render each American effectively into nothing more than a member of a work gang subject to control of the regional military governor who is under the Secretary of Defense, who is under the President. Posse Comitatus, then, is dead. Habeas Corpus is dead. Bill of Rights is dead. And only the whims and subjective decisions of the regional military governor as directed by the President via the Secretary of Defense and executed by NORTHCOM troopers who now include U.S., Canadian, Mexican, and other foreign troops, as well as mercenaries and the states, National Guards, militias, and police agencies will be the iron fist rule of the land. Is this what the founding fathers would be proud of? Or would they say we have come full circle and that now we the people should invoke the Declaration of Independence once again and be ready on Lexington Green and pre-positioned at Concord Bridge? I think I know what Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams, and old Swamp Fox would say. And then the executive order was January 11, 2010, establishment of the Council of Governors. You can look that up for yourself. Then we have their playbook shortly before November 2008 presidential election. George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law. 12 October 2008. 12 October 2008. And I remember Greg Evenson and I going over a lot of these. I've gone over them for the last number of years. Talking about what they're going to do. Here's some of the chapter headings. Counterinsurgency responsibilities. Sounds like Robin Sage, doesn't it? Dynamics of insurgency. Leadership. See, they're planning all this crap then. Objectives. Ideology. Counterinsurgency questions must balance elimination of grievances, that is, reform to include elimination of human rights abuses, and security force action that eliminates the insurgents. In other words, kills them. The security forces provide the populace the protection necessary for the restoration of government presence, basic services, and control. I'm going to tell you what, this is a lot of wording and pages here. Screening and documenting the population, covert surveillance, cordon and search operations, okay? Support to the law enforcement may be limited to coordinated actions at local levels between U.S. military police and the quote-unquote loyalist local police. So if you're a policeman out there, if you're a deputy sheriff somewhere down in Texas or Missouri or somewhere like that, you know, or in Michigan or Indiana or wherever you might be, and you support the Bill of Rights, Constitution, well, then you're not a loyalist. For example, joint patrols, co-location of military and loyalist police at police stations. Then you got these fusion hives in the cities. Well, like that one used to be there in Cincinnati. It was on that hill up there, and they it was like in an old, the AT&T building or something. But the kind of funny is that one of the guys would come out the back door, prop it open with a brick, smoke a cigarette at night, you know, to the big fusion hive where they have all the screens, okay? They got them in all these big cities. They're watching you all the time. Cordon and search operations may be conducted as follows. Facilitate visual contact between posts within the cordon. Provide for adequate patrolling and immediate deployment of effective reserve force. Priority should be given to sealing the administrative center of the community, occupying all critical facilities, detaining personnel in place, preserving and securing all records, files, and other archives, like the taxes, of course. Key facilities include administrative buildings, police stations, news media facilities, post offices, communication centers, transportation offices, and motor pools, prisons and other places of detention, schools and medical facilities, you see. Search techniques include search teams of squad size, organized in assault, support, and security elements. One target is assigned per team. Well, that means you're going to have to take a squad out if they come to your door. So somebody's got to stay up later at night, don't they? Somebody's got to take the night shift. Room searches conducted by two or three person teams. Pre-search coordination includes between control personnel and screening team leaders. Communications, that is radio, whistle, hand signals. Disposition of suspects, on-site security. Guard entrances, exits to include the roof, halls, corridors, tunnels. They're coming for you, ladies and gentlemen. Screening and documenting the population. Aren't they doing that? They're going to have the COVID pass here before too long, passport. This is all right there. Domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. It's a U.S. Army document. 12 October 2008. But now let me read this. I read the Second Amendment, didn't I? I read the Declaration of Independence, didn't I? Because, you know, you can still read those documents, which are the founding documents of this country. And here's the other part of the coin. In the United States, listen up here, Robin Redbreast, or whoever you are, pink jackstrappers, all of you. There are four, and Russians too, and red Chinese, little Kimmy types, Iranians, whoever you are. You want to come here? There are 475 million firearms in the hands of the people of the United States. 475 million. That's more than one per household, ain't it? Well, all I'm going to tell you is, you want to scare the crap out of them, people. You go out tonight, you go out tomorrow, or whenever. You buy any ammo you can get. You buy long-term storage food and any canned goods you can get. You get water purification. You get NBC gear. You know why? Because they watch all of that stuff. Incidentally, ivermectin is getting harder to find. If you want ivermectin, you better get some. Amazon still had some as long as it doesn't end up in a train in L.A. where all the Amazon packages in the train cars, the train cars have been destroyed and all those packages have been robbed. And the LAPD now says, well, we don't go to the trains, any burglaries or any robbing of the trains, unless the train companies ask us to come in. Well, that's because they don't have anybody on the police forces anymore. And they defunded everybody. And the cops don't want to do anything because that Gascon guy is going to prosecute them rather than the gangland murderer who just killed the young police officer in L.A. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, you see. It's just getting to be that basic. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus. You repent of your sins, you ask Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And He'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to do it because He came onto this planet. Our Father in heaven brought His only begotten Son down here. Read John 14 again tonight. Read John 14 to your children. Read Matthew 24 to your children. Read Luke 21. Read parts of Revelations. Read Ezekiel 38, 39. That's what I've been told to tell you when I was recruited, and I was given a lot of these scriptures, and I've been doing them all over the since. And people say, well, Hawk, when are you going to get you new scripture? You know, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I'm obedient to the Lord Jesus, and I was recruited by one of his archangels to be of service to him and our Father in heaven. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed or wanted. Can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Give me Federal Reserve notes. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And hello, and thank you to anybody who has donated. And because I serve the Lord, you've kept me on the air for over 17 years now. And I don't have the $5,000 microphone or the $10,000 microphone. I'm not trying to do the big studio or anything like that. I am doing what I was told to do. Brother Quayle put me on, and thank God for Steve Quayle for making it okay for me years ago, back in the 90s. From Johnstown, Colorado, small station, to Blueprint of Survival, the Q-Files, all of that. Making it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus. That's the best thing, the best deal in town. It is the thing that you need to repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. You want security, you want sanctuary for your family. Or the best thing is that when Jesus is your Savior, if you were to lose your life, you're going to have everlasting life in heaven. Him. Take advantage of it if you're backslid out there or if you've never known the Lord. Take advantage of it and see what it will bring to you right away. If you are sincere, it will do that. Now, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the timing on this. But the Russians are doing it, and I think that they could be ready to still do the sabotage in the United States of power grid targets, the TVA dams, shipping facilities, oil and gas refineries and chemical plants in Houston, which they've blown a bunch of them up, in New Orleans, that area. So if you're in the law enforcement, don't be looking for the Christian patriot insurgents, you see. You better start looking for the Russians, the Red Chinese. And put some extra time in on your night shift, looking at your rail yards, looking at your fertilizer plants, your refineries, your major power stations, your factories that are key to your industry, your bridges. Remember when that bridge blew in Minneapolis years ago and it was allegedly done? That was popped by the Somali Joes, okay? That never came out. Been too much in terms of train wrecks, too much in the terms of chemical plants, too much in the terms of facilities that recycle. We've seen all these things. The major 5 alarm fires on the East Coast and warehouses and stuff. All these things. The refinery fires. Had another one down there in Baytown the other day, didn't you? You don't want to go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. And the thing is, you don't know who's going to come to your house to try to take you. to try to just take you and your family, put you on trucks, or kill you dead on the spot. Whether it's going to be a concentration camp in Washington State because you don't have a vaccine, or in D.C. you can't go to a bar or restaurant or go to the grocery store because you don't have your COVID pass, or New York City, or wherever it is. This ain't the time for hubris. And let me tell you something else. I believe, I talked to Brother Quayle, they're going to bring another bioweapon. At the same time, they're going to knock the power grid out here and take out key cities, just like Dmitry Dudeman predicted they would in the midst of a civil war that the communists started. Who are the communists? Who are the communists? Rich China Joe. 1.45 billion, don't you know, to Hunter from the Red Chinese. Commissar Kamala. Pink Jockstrap Millie and the hybrid. Austin. All the different ones. The CIA and the... did you ever hear anybody obfuscate and tell the lies to Ted Cruz, the questioning the Senate?
Not to my knowledge.
With somebody else's knowledge, I read it, but it's not to my knowledge. All this crap. I'm going to tell you what. The wild weasel's getting ready to run. And old Casey Jones is driving clones on 15 trains, and he's running on methamphetamine and 150 fruit moonshine. Don't go into their loose berry and knife out a bite. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family and your home. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord and the true America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua. Mickey, you're just as good with your hand-to-hand as you are with the 38. Road and track and Little L. May the Lord Jesus bless you. He loves you. Say hi to your mama. Go out and prepare while you still can. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.